Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I don't have to go back. Yeah.
You know, Darwin looked at him last week when he was charging down the stand and jumping over the hoardings. But I mean, how important, how big a goal can that be?
Yeah, we will see that. It is super important. A goal which gives you 3 points is it's always super decisive, and especially for him, super deserved. Before people start singing that song more often, it's the best way to calm it immediately down, but they can sing it with Darwin response like he did today. Before that, he had really good moments. Super, I think it was him, after a set piece, if I'm right, sensational save of the goalie was his chance as well. So he was really immediately in the game, in a difficult game for us, obviously. Game number 4 in 11 days is always difficult with our squad situation. It's super difficult. We didn't start particularly well. It was obvious, but we had no real rhythm. That was the problem a little bit. Like, we're not really fluent, these kind of things. You have to play quick against a defensive block. You have to play in the right spaces. We had too many players behind the ball. So, normal football things. And created anyway then a few chances, not the biggest ones, but we had a few chances which showed us how we can do it. And then second half, the game gets more and more difficult. Opponents fighting for the result. Bring on Taibo is obviously a real handful and a proper target player for counterattacks. Elanga and Otsundoy around him, Gibbs right now with the space there. That's really tricky. We defended that exceptionally in the last moment with the four in the back and Kvief and then Bataru from a specific moment on. So the game is open. That means you can win it. And obviously Maka had an idea after 98 minutes. A wonderful ball, a really wonderful piece of football. And Darwin is there and scores the goal. Really cool afternoon for us in the end.
How did you see the situation, which obviously made Nottingham Forest and their coach and their backroom staff very unhappy, the situation later on when there was the head injury? How do you see
it? It happened exactly the same in the first half, didn't it? It's exactly the same, just the other way around, right? So what would you say about that? I expected it exactly to happen like that because it happened in the first half like that. If it wouldn't have happened in the first half, I would have asked a question as well. But I would now assume that's the rule. I don't know, to be 100% sure, but because it happened twice, and twice what got handled exactly the same. And so I don't really see the reason for the discussions because that's it. And I don't know how many passes we had to play to arrive there and score the goal. But I understand 100% the excitement and the anger and stuff like this of Nottingham. Of course, they fight for everything and understand that. But I think the particular situation, we had it twice the same, then I would say that's consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jürgen, you've been through a lot of late drama in your career, but does it still feel the same? Is it as exciting as ever?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's like 4 games in 11 days, come on. 5 in 15? It's really tough. With our squad situation, it's all anyway tough. But with our squad situation, it's super tough. And how the boys fall through that is really special. So that we don't come here today and just play them out of the stadium and they don't find the exit anymore, stuff like this. That was clear. The fourth game was the toughest. It was a really unbelievable effort. The boys put in a proper shift. We had to fight through this, and the boys did it. And if it's nil-nil, it's nil-nil. That doesn't change the game, doesn't change the effort, but the goal obviously changed the result, the points, these kind of things. So, and for us, that's super important today, yeah? And really happy with that. So now we have a few days longer until the next game. We need that to recharge, and then we can train properly as well, which is helpful. The last 11 days we couldn't train at all. We just recovered and played again. So that's the situation. But super special. You have asked me 12 days ago, is it possible to win all 4? I would have said no. But the boys made it happen.
Jürgen, in terms of the squad situation, the timing of the goal, where would you say this win ranks in terms of the biggest ones this season?
Last one feels always the best. Eh? So, it's up there with all the others. We have only 63 points because we won the other games as well. I don't know exactly when that was and how, but they're all super important. But today, yeah, it was Aston Villa-like. When we there had to turn it around and Robbo scored. Robbo could have scored in the first half. Maybe should have. I don't know. But so we had moments in the first half as well. It was step by step, bit by bit, they come up again. So we had chances. Always, again, when we play football, we are a really good football team. We didn't play often enough proper football today, but too much in a rush. But can I understand that? Yeah, I do. Do I like it? No. That's true as well.
Just to clarify, when you're talking about the song being sung, do you mean the song that the Forest fans were singing? Yeah, the Andy Carroll song. Do you think, does Darwin understand that?
I understood it.
But does Darwin understand it and fire him up?
I don't know. I think he understands it. So that's how I said, best answer.
Thank you, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.